So the question everybody's going to ask you is, in this highly competitive world, are you saying that they'll come out non-competitive, or they will have such awareness that they'll make them become even more, their ability to deal with this world will be more precise?
See, when you're competitive, suppose you and me are walking, and you're in competition with me, you will either get to walk slightly faster than me, or probably less than me and feel depressed about it. If you walk a little faster than me, you are going to be thinking you've reached the peak of your life. If you fall behind me, you'll feel depressed that you can't walk as fast as me. But if you're not in competition with myself, you would explore the possibilities of what you could do. And maybe we don't know you could fly. I can walk fast, maybe you could fly. But you will miss out the possibility of flying because you're in competition with me. All you want to do is take few steps more than me. So the very human potential is distorted because people are in competition. Right now people believe that you will not propel yourself to your fullest if you're not in competition, which is a very false idea. A very, very false idea. We have cultivated that in societies, that you believe you will not reach your full potential unless you're in competition. Actually, only when a human being is in a very extended periods of joyfulness, blissfulness, he will stretch himself to the limits and do what he could do to the fullest. When he is in competition, when he is in fear of failure, he will only do little better than somebody else. So the human genius is completely missing today. You are destroying the human genius through the process of education, teaching competition. It's all about getting 2 marks more than the one who is sitting next to you. And in this mode of competition, only one can win, all others are losers. Isn't it? It's a horrible way to create a society. What I'm saying is the gardener in this school is as important for us as the headmistress of the school. So that's what the children are constantly perceiving. We are not saying these things as philosophies, but that's the atmosphere that is set. The one who cleans the place, one who cooks for us, is as important as the teacher who teaches you science or literature or runs the school or me who visits once in a way to give them a different perspective of the whole thing.
Thank you. Thank you. You in a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. 2 cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
Thank you. think if I was stoned when I listened to it, I might have liked it better.
KRAFTDAYLE.
Thank you. One warm December.
Mississippi.
It's a different audience now.
We have a really surprisingly strong source of energy and inspiration.
Listening to classic tapes of like Cold Crush and Fantastic Five, whoever, like just that aspect of these are little kids, young kids who are battling each other but can be cool with each other, but it's just that friendly competition. And
Thank you.